بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question:
what are the benefits or profits of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan?
Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
In the previous program, I began to talk about some of the virtues and merits of the holy month of Ramadan. I honestly ask all the dear listeners, those who are fasting and those who are not able to fast, but they are able to gain so many blessings during this holy month of Ramadan, to include all the Muslims all around the world in their prayers and supplications. As I mentioned in the previous program, according to some narrations, the word asab, patience, in the verse 45 of chapter Baqarah has been interpreted to refer to fasting. Allah says, "Ista'inu bi-sabri wa-salah," and take recourse in patience and prayer. So we said that according to some narrations, asab, or one of the best examples of patience, is fasting. We also said that the blessings of the holy month of Ramadan are not confined to mature people. According to the narrations, even it covers the such blessing cover the fetus in the womb of his or her mother. It also covers immature children, and also covers those people who are not able to fast during the holy month of Ramadan. We promise to talk about a very well-known sermon delivered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban regarding the coming month, that is the holy month of Ramadan. And I think to have a glance at this very sermon by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffices all of us to have a very clear picture out of all the blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ayyuha an-nas, O people, innahu qad aqbala ilaykum shahrullah. Month of Allah has come toward you." So this month is Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have in other narrations that the month which is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the month of Ramadan. Bil barakati wal rahmati wal maghfirah, bringing three things, al-barakah, divine blessings, al-rahmah, divine mercy, and al-maghfirah, divine forgiveness. The subtle point in this phrase is the fact that these three divine offerings are not granted to the people at the end of the month of Ramadan. Rather, these are the special gifts of the holy month of Ramadan from the very day it begins. because the Holy Prophet says, قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ, the month of Allah has come towards you, it is close to you, and it will bring barakah, rahmah, and maghfirah, blessing, mercy, and forgiveness right from the beginning day of the holy month of Ramadan. Then the Holy Prophet continued, شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ, this is the month in which you have been invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also another interesting term used for the holy month of Ramadan, ضِيَافَةُ اللَّهِ. It is the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a banquet that the host is no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the people are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a great banquet because of the greatness of the host. According to the wording of this phrase, people are invited to this banquet. شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ, this is the month in which you have been invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Each year, for 30 days, 1.5 billion Muslims around the world fast during the month of Ramadan. You may have heard about Ramadan as a time during which followers of Islam abstain from food and drink each day from dawn until sunset. But there's much more to this month than simply not eating or drinking. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Being lunar means, in effect, that within the span of every 30 years or so, the month of Ramadan falls in each of the four seasons, hence the just nature of the lunar system. Just imagine the month arising at the same time every summer or every winter. Which brings us to an interesting question. It's hard enough to abstain from food and water for a whole day. How do people do it in the summer? Not even water? Actions that Muslims are commanded to avoid during fasting hours include eating, drinking, smoking, and the list continues. Then they are free vis-a-vis these actions until daybreak of the following day. The time to break the fast, or in other words, to feast, coincides with sunset. It is often a fun time for families and friends who share meals and invite each other over for dinner or dine with their local community at a mosque or center. Obviously, there are exceptions. For someone with health concerns who requires medications throughout the day, fasting is not an option for them. In general, where fasting compromises an ill person's pace of treatment or prognosis, they are ordered to refrain. Other exceptions include pregnant women, nursing mothers, postpartum women, children, travelers, and seniors who either cannot tolerate fasting or upon whom fasting is harmful. Almost everyone else, fasting is fair game.
So, in order for a person to enter such an auspicious banquet, he should accept this invitation and act upon it. Generally speaking, while banquet is understood as requiring something to eat, drink, and may also include some kinds of entertainment, but the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essentially different. Fasting is a condition for the person who wants to receive the special gifts which are granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this banquet. Now, we have some essential elements of a banquet. For grasping the character of such a divine banquet, we have to first of all note that every banquet consists of four special elements. The first one is that when you are invited, you will not be rejected. The second one is that when you enter the venue of the banquet, you will be treated with honor and respect. The third is that when you go to a banquet, you will be given or shown something without payment. And the fourth one is that when you are invited to a party, you naturally expect to meet the host and consider his absence as a kind of humiliation. There are very interesting points regarding these four elements of a banquet that inshallah I will share in the following session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.